Grüße, Herr Schikoyach. Beschuss, der Kala Kovet, der Gehörde Shazer. Sollst mir entschuldigen, but ich rede auf Englisch. It's the way my mind works. Thank you for inviting me here and my partner to speak to you. It's Choshev Oilem, it's Choshev Moised. Too many people rush into business and they don't take the time, they don't put in the effort to properly understand what it is they're getting into. They don't plan, they don't understand. And the first thing you have to know is, are you really cut out to go into business? Is it really for you? Does it make sense? It's not for everybody. Not everybody has the tchunas ha-nefesh to deal with the business, to deal with the problems, to deal with the risks that come up every day. Some people just need the stability of a job, a weekly paycheck, the security. There are professions and there are jobs where people can do Baruch Hashem very well and make a ganz feine parnasa. If you want to go into business, you have to think. Do you have the nerve to handle the risk? Do you have a little bit of a gambler's mentality? Can you gamble on different lines of business, on different products, on new things? Can you handle losing money? Can you stomach the losses? Because there will be losses on new ventures. Are you willing to go out of your comfort zone and try new things? And before you go into a business, know what it is that you're good at. What do you enjoy doing? Do you like to work with numbers? Do you like to work with people? Do you like the thrill of closing a sale and a deal? What type of a business, what industry attracts you? What do you enjoy doing? Once you've decided that this is for me, I can handle this. I can go into a business. I can deal with these things. So the first thing you have to do is you have to daven, to be mispalel, because we all know Hatzlocha and Parnosa all comes min Hashemayim. So if Hatzlocha and Parnosa comes min Hashemayim, why am I standing here? What's the point of me giving you any information, any advice? So I'll tell you, the Pasuk says, Shoyim Pisoyim Hashem. Hashem protects people who are foolish. It doesn't say Shoyim Poishim Hashem. A poishaya, I'm not so sure the Rebbe Lashon protects. Negligence brings down a lot of people. Don't be a poishaya. Understand what you're getting into. Do the hishtadlus that you're supposed to do, the proper hishtadlus. Put yourself in a position for the Rebbe Lashon to give you the hatzlacha that you need. In today's business climate, proper hishtadlus means thorough research and thorough understanding. There are three things that you'll need to understand before you go into a business. First, you need to understand the business itself. And I'll explain each of these after I list them. You need to understand the business. Second, you need to have enough capital to be able to work in the business, enough investment. And third, you need some kind of a basic knowledge of finance, of accounting, being able to understand the numbers that make the business grow and that make the business tick. So the first one is understanding the business. Before you go into a business, it's a good idea to get a job in that industry. A job that will give you training, give you experience, so you can understand. Every industry is different. Every business is different. Every business has something that makes it tick. You need to understand, who are your customers? Who are your suppliers? What are your customers looking for? How many employees do you need? How much inventory should you carry? And what makes you different? Why should people buy from you? What's special about you or your product or your service? Understand how sales work in this industry. How people buy. How do you manage the business? How do you manage the inventory? How do you buy at a good price? And make sure that you have enough in stock that you can supply customers without carrying large, unnecessary amounts of inventory that will drag you down financially. Plan what you're going to do. Talk to people who know the business. Think about possibly writing a business plan, because when you write things down, it makes you go through the details. It forces you to consider everything. When you write things down, you think of things that you wouldn't have thought of otherwise. And finally, if you're going into a business, enjoy what you're doing. You may as well do something you enjoy. Don't do something that's going to make you miserable, and you'll come home at night and have a fight with the wife and yell at the kids. It's not worthwhile. Do something that you have an enthusiasm for. Do something that you have a passion for. Otherwise, you'll burn out. You'll be angry. You'll be upset. It doesn't work. The second item was capital. Finances. How much capital do you need? Typically, we advise clients, if you're going into a business, have enough capital to operate for at least, minimum, 3 months without bringing in any money. More would be better, but at least 3 months. There are startup costs. You have to invest in facilities. You have to invest in inventory. You have to invest in organizational costs to form a business. That's just a startup. Once you're in the business, you're buying stock. You're buying merchandise. You're paying employees. But you're not collecting yet because you haven't sold anything. Till you sell, till you collect from your customers, could be months. Suppliers and employees aren't willing to wait months for their money. You have to be able to pay people before you start collecting. So make sure you have enough capital to get through those early months. Where are you going to get this capital? Where are you going to get the money? A lot of people get money from family. Be very careful when you take money from family. Nothing rips a family apart quicker than money. Make sure you treat it as a business relationship. Write a loan agreement. Write a contract. If you're taking a family member as a partner, write an operating agreement. Make sure Berochel Bitrach Tana, everything is spelled out. Don't take chances. Because if you're not going to argue, if you're not going to get it straight today, you're going to argue about it tomorrow. And when you argue about it tomorrow, then you'll have Gehakta Tzoros. You may want to take in partners or investors. If you take a partner, it can be a very advantageous thing if you have complementary skill sets. If one of you is good at sales and the other one is good at management, if one is good at purchasing and the other one is good at running a factory, then the talents mesh together. You don't conflict with each other. You're not trying to outdo each other in the same thing. One partner may be putting in the capital and the money. One may be putting in the labor. There's an old joke told by a badchen. Ich habe angegangen in a business. Ich nehme ein Schüttef. Erstens hat er gehad die Geld und ich gehad die Experience. Bei dem Sof hat er gehad die Geld und er die Experience. One partner may be good at sales. The other one may be good at management. One may be good at strategic planning and big picture thinking. The other one might be good at detail. Look for a partner who has skills that you don't have. And the final possibility for raising capital is going to the banks. But bank financing typically is not available in the first couple of years of a business. Banks want to see a track record. Banks want to see profits, at least a year's worth of profits for small loans. So it's possible that after a couple of years, you can get bank financing if you're profitable and if you run the business properly, and we'll discuss more of that later. Understand that profitable businesses, many profitable businesses, fail because they don't have capital and they don't have cash flow. I have a client that's a nursing home supplier. His vendors want to get paid in 60 to 90 days. His customers don't pay him for 4 or 5 months. The bigger his business grows, the less cash he has. I told him he's going to grow himself out of business. You have to have the capital to withstand that, to go through that, to finance it until the money comes in. And the third item was financial knowledge. You have to be able to read a basic financial report, understand a profit and loss, understand a cash flow. That's the only way you can make sure, if you study these and you watch them carefully, then you catch problems before they become big problems. You catch problems while they're small problems, and you can still correct them. Understand the operations. Which non-financial things, which indicators show how the business is doing, and understand how they affect the financials. And when you watch that, you can make sure the business is running right. So now you have the capital, you've planned. What's your next step? You have to choose what type of a business, what type of a company you're going to have. An entity choice. You can be a sole proprietor, a partnership, an LLC, a corporation. There are differences among them. A sole proprietor basically is, he is the business. It's not a separate entity legally. He himself is the business. There's less reporting involved, but there are disadvantages. He has liability, personal liability, for anything that goes wrong in the business. And if he doesn't pay suppliers, they can go after his personal assets, his house, or anything else he may have. Partnership is similar to a sole proprietorship. You have two people or three people or as many partners as there are running it, but they still have personal liability. An LLC, a limited liability company, does not have personal liability and is very flexible, doesn't have all the restrictions of a corporation. A corporation is the most formal, the most set apart. It's a completely separate legal entity. If there's a dream of going public someday, raising public money, then one needs a corporation. But understand the basic differences between them. Understand the advantages and disadvantages. Speak to somebody before you start your business. One of the biggest problems we see, and we see it often, is people confuse their business finances with their personal finances. It's all one tash. No, it's not. It's not one tash. The business has to run as a business, and it has to stand on its own. And if you drain the business, if you decide that, you know, I'm making a nice profit, I'm going to go build myself a nice house, and you take the money from the business, you can drown the business. Business should be set up with payroll for the owner, compensation for the owners. Don't take out money for a lifestyle you can't afford. This goes back to the first speaker of the evening who spoke about financial planning and budgeting. Make sure you know what you're doing. How much can you afford to take out of this business? Investors and banks who give money to businesses are not giving the money for the owner to go and build a big house or to go into a real estate investment or to play the stock market or any of these other things. They're putting in money because they want that, they believe in the business and they want to invest in the business. And if the business owner takes that money and uses it for the other things, you end up with very upset banks and very upset investors and ruining the business. Conducting oneself in business. The number one foundation for business, as everywhere else in life, is honesty and integrity. People want to deal with someone with an amonas. People want to deal with someone they can trust. Nobody wants to deal with someone who they think is going to cheat them. And the success is all men of Shemayim anyway. So who are you fooling if you cheat customers and cheat suppliers? When you're setting up the business, get professional help. Get an accountant, get a lawyer. Make sure it's set up right from day one. Make sure the taxes are filed properly. Any government filings are taken care of at the right time and pay the government what it's supposed to be paid, what's due, when it's due. It is much, much, much more expensive to correct the problem later than to avoid it in the first place. That I can tell you from personal experience. We have many, many clients who found that out the hard way. And to grow the business, don't just stop and decide, I know this business and I have nothing left to learn. You can learn something new every day. The day you stop learning is the day you stop living. Get education, go to conferences, read books. Learn one new thing from any conference you go to. If you're not sure how to take the business to the next level, consider hiring a consultant. But when you hire a consultant, don't give him a blank check. Consultants love open-ended projects that can go on for days and months and years with no cheshbon. Make sure that you have specific defined goals, a specific project. This is what the consultant is to do. This is what he's to advise you on. Make sure you have a good accountant and a good attorney. Work on the business, not in the business. And by that I mean, don't be so busy doing what the business does that you can't manage the business. Somebody who knows how to bake is not necessarily the right person to run the bakery. He's wonderful in the kitchen. Let him bake, let him stand by the oven. But he's not going to run the business from inside the kitchen. know the business, know the product. You may also know how to do what the business does. But that doesn't mean that's what you should be doing all day. Because if it is, you're not running your business. You're not paying attention to the business or its growth. If you're taking a partner, treat the contribution of each partner in a business-like manner. A partner who puts in money should get interest with a proper hetisk on that money. The partner who puts in labor and time should be paid for his time. And then after that, whatever's left should be shared as profit sharing among the two of them. And if it is a disagreement, whether with a partner, a customer, a supplier, attitude is the most important thing when it comes to resolving a disagreement in Shalom. Don't make it personal. Ruba de ruba, people are not trying to cheat you. Ruba de ruba, people have honest disagreements. When you have an honest disagreement, you take it to a Bezdin, you take it to a Rav, you take it to an arbitrator, you pick a neutral party. Don't go to court. Make sure you get somebody trustworthy who can help you resolve the disagreement, and go in with the attitude that I hold this way and he holds this way. We're both trying to be honest. We both believe that this way is right, and we're going to have a third party tell us which one is right. If you go in with the attitude that he's trying to cheat me, and he goes in with that attitude, nobody wins. Everybody loses in the end. I'd just like to conclude by saying that business can be a very rewarding and very profitable thing if it's done right. Just to summarize, make sure you prepare, do the research, understand what you're getting into, plan it properly, be ready to invest the time and money that a business takes. Above all, enjoy it and be passionate about it. And finally, remember again, tefillah is the most important thing to the success of a business. Shkoyach.